If there's one thing that this COVID-19 pandemic has done, is to create some new challenges for both employers and workers in Barbados. One thorny issue has been whether employers should pay workers who have been quarantined because they've tested positive for the virus. The view of Labour Minister Colin Jordan.
There's no precedent for it, and so there is no law that speaks to how workers are to be treated in relation to time spent in quarantine. However, as we keep speaking to the matter of fairness and reasonableness and justice, we have continually asked, and I know that we've had some cooperation, some, not total, but we've had some cooperation, we've asked employing organizations and managers to, as far as possible, assist workers. When we came into office in 2018, long before the pandemic, in the adjustment that we were going through, we knew that there was going to be burden. And from 2018, we've been speaking to the matter of sharing burden. That philosophy for this government remains. And so when we speak, as we often do with employers, we ask employers as well to help with the sharing of burden. Now, we say that recognizing that there are different depths of pockets in relation to businesses. So there are some things that some businesses can do that others are not able to do, and we recognize that. But we encourage, as far as possible, we try to lean on employers as far as possible to be fair, to be reasonable, and to share the burden, because we know there is a burden, and we ask for some sharing of the burden.
Minister Jordan has also been speaking to the question of vacation for workers.
We know, though, that you need to get to a certain point in terms of building up vacation entitlement. And so coming out of 2020, many workers are not at that point. But we've been in discussion, continuing discussion with employers. And some have started to give vacation sometimes in advance. While we do that, there are also the questions we get, which we've been addressing, and I'll just speak to it here as well. Can an employer force me to go on vacation? Over many years in workplaces, what would typically happen is that at the beginning of a year, a worker or a department would have a sheet of paper which goes around, or would have people apply in more recent times electronically to say, I'd like to go on vacation in August, September, in October, in November, at some point in time. What I need to reemphasize is that vacation is really at the discretion of the employer, and that is according to law. What the employer cannot do is to give less than 14 days notice of your being, let's use the word sent, even though I don't like the word, but not less than 14 days notice that you're going to have to take your vacation as a worker. And that is according to law. So once you have been given those 14 days notice, then you are obligated to take your vacation. And like I said, the laws, we were careful to make sure that nobody could say that because there was a pandemic, the law is no longer in effect.
Labour Minister Colin Jordan, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.